What up, friends? Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Triple eviction. You guys had to feel it was coming, though, right?
We knew. A little bit. I mean, when we were up on the block, we definitely knew that our time was over with Maddie sitting beside us, so we kind of just had to fall on the sword and make the best of it.
They just handed the self-proclaimed king and queen of the season this game, voting you two out. Like, what the actual falafel just happened? Please take time and explain.
So frustrating. They wanted protection during the triple. That's why they kept Derek and Kayla around. They did not see deep into the game what they could potentially have in the future. Like, there is a massive risk keeping those two in the house, and if they don't realize it, then they're about to. That's exactly what I feel.
They were very short-sighted.
Fearful.
Yeah, fearful and short-sighted. Like, they're going to, Daylight will steamroll these people, and they're going to go to the final two.
I can only say it so many times to these people, and every single day and every single, like, hour, their minds are changing left, right, and center. It's just, like, impossible to get it through their heads. So, whatever, they did what they did, and they're going to pay for it, I think.
Olivia, you and Ali campaigned to keep Johnny over Ryan, but looking back, would keeping Ryan have been the better call for both your games?
Honestly, I think we would be in the same predicament because going into Slippery Slope, Johnny and Paris were the last two up there, so if Johnny wasn't here, Paris would have won, and I think Ali and I would have been in trouble, like, looking at this week. They voted out Ali, and I didn't think they would, so I think we would still be in this issue. I mean, I don't regret it because moving forward, I was thinking about working with Johnny in the potentially past the triple eviction if we made it.
Yeah.
Johnny, how are you going to put up Allie as the replacement nominee, though, man?
During that week, I kind of played Allie and Liv, and I also played Will, Maddie, and Paris, but I knew that if I put one of Will, Maddie, and Paris up, then Allie, Liv, Derek, and Kayla would have voted that person out as well. So once Derek won that veto, it was really, like, an entirely different situation. I think Kayla stays in any, like, possible arrangement that I could have put up there, and the fear of Derek, Kayla, Allie, Liv was way greater to me than the fear of Will, Maddie, and Paris, so it had to be done.
Was there any other choice you considered?
I considered everyone, but I mean, really, I did. Allie was always going to go up over Liv. I think that Paris and Maddie were always going to go up over Will. Those are the three people I was really considering.
You went at Dayla pretty hard at the end, trying to expose their game, but you kind of wanted to keep Kayla around for some reason, so why? We gotta know.
Well, definitely between Derek and Kayla, I wanted Kayla more. She's someone who I had more of a connection with. Derek and I just did not see eye to eye, and from the very beginning, he was, like, putting on his irritating, like, BS face that I knew he had, and I saw right through all the time. So, I mean, had he been up there against Kayla, I was already kind of setting it up, and I had hoped that he would be the one to go, and, you know, Kayla could have potentially worked with me in the future, and Allie and Liv, and that's what I was kind of angry at as a second option as well.
An early blindside would have dealt with at least half of Dayla early on, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if Erica's weak, if I'd used the veto and she put Kayla up, would have been amazing, but she was
the double.
Or if I'd gotten Kayla out week one instead of Rosina, hello!
So much better!
I know.
Kayla is like this master manipulator, you've got to give her that, and she remains calm while convincing you that she's right about being right. I mean, it's wild to watch, probably not the most fun to play against or with.
No, she's the most deserving of the people there.
So deserving.
She's playing dirty, but she's playing hard. She's playing as a fan should play, and I have nothing but respect for it, even though we were at odds the entire game.
Yep, she's doing an amazing job.
The last thing you want to see is Derek win HOH and Kayla win POV, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, that's got to hurt.
The arms of hell were literally reaching up and pulling me down. Like, I was sucked into the nether realm. It was the worst.
But it was, like, weirdly calming that we knew it was over and we didn't have to suffer through weeks with these people by ourselves.
True. Like, had we survived and Derek won HOH and Kayla won veto and it was, like, a slow week of us just having to, like, be completely gutted by them, that would have been a lot worse.
Or if I was in the house alone without Johnny or Allie, just with these people that I'm irritated with.
Yeah, it would have been so
bad. I can't even.
Yeah.
Tell me why they keep saving perpetual pawn Maddie. Is this because they think they'll beat her if one of them brings her along to the end? It's gotta be, right?
I think that Derek and Kayla see Maddie as a potential third, and I think Maddie's gonna think that she's playing some big game by being their third and, like, falling into second place and, like, whatever. I mean, she thinks that she's doing some mastermind role right now. I think she's maybe playing a better floater game than Will and Paris, but yeah, we'll see how it shakes out.
I want to see Maddie make some moves. If she can turn against Paris and Will and get someone out, or even get Dayla out, if she can pull that off, she has my vote in the end.
Liv, was there any way that you and Allie could have rounded up the troops and used your charm and your smarts about this game to break up Dayla forever ago, looking back?
Oh, 100%. I think we miscalculated their relationship with other people. We didn't find out about all of the other alliances until, like, way too late in the game. But we were thinking we could use them as a shield, because if Allie and I were the last duo in the house, I feel like we would have been targeted first because we were so close.
As jury members, and as salty as you may or may not be over Team Dayla heading closer to the end of the game, could either of you actually hand Maddie the win with a vote at the end the way they did to Josh over Paul on BBUS?
Yeah, I think it's possible. Honestly, like, I was pretty close with Maddie's game the entire way through, and I think that she has played more of an interesting, unique game than some of the others. I think Kayla's been playing really hard from the get-go, and she's had a lot more say in how the season has sort of played out, so I'm going to need to see more from Maddie.
It's a no for me because I love Kayla's game. I think she's doing an amazing job. Even Derek is playing a hard game, and that's what Big Brother is all about to me, so it's a no for me.
Where do you think Paris's head is at right now?
Who even knows?
She literally is like this. I feel like she just clones herself and gives the exact same speech to every single person she talks to. So I don't know. I mean, the girl instills trust in some of us. But,
I won't know until I watch the season. Like, honest to God.
Yeah, I know.
What does she have to do to win it all?
Be decisive for once.
Yeah.
Be decisive and don't tell us how loyal you are.
No, commit to your decision and say you were being dirty and then you have my vote. But you have to own up to it.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10 codfish, what are Will's chances of winning this season? 1 codfish? 3 codfishies? What do you think?
1 codfish.
What's good? Is 10
codfish? Half a codfish!
I'd say 7 codfish. I don't think it's the worst odds.
Codfish is tongue.
But I mean, if he's in the end and you have a situation where like the other two of Will, Maddie, and Paris are voting for him, and then say I voted for him, then he just needs one more. Maybe Ryan's the guy. I don't know. We'll see.
Liv, you and Allie need your own spinoff. Life with Liv and Allie, Kardashian style. What do you think?
Yeah,
I love it. I would be down for that.
And Johnny is special guest, yeah?
I'll be the neighbor that pops over every time. Hey, girls.
Lives in the attic.
Lives in the attic, yeah. Comes creeping down every so often.
We'll build a catacombs for you.
Yes.
All right, kiddies. Time for the speed round. Laziest house guest this season.
Well.
The flip-flop floater of the season award goes to...
Maddie.
Easiest vote out this season.
Marin. Maybe. Sorry, Marin. The
toughest and hardest vote out.
Well, I didn't vote her out, but Erica going home was absolutely toughest for me. Yeah.
If blank wins it all, I'm throwing my remote at the TV.
Well.
Yeah, I'm okay with anything. If Derek wins it all, I'll be a little, like, personally, like, ugh. But I get it for his game. Like, respect, you know? Blah, blah.
Blank. Better win it all.
Kayla better win it all. She's the most deserving out of the rest of them.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. It was a lot of fun chatting with you guys.
Thank you. It was fun.
That was great.